Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Early in-person voting began this morning in most Florida counties. Check your county's Supervisor of Elections website for locations. Florida is reporting no serious problems. Many polling sites had long lines before dawn today as voters awaited their opening. One Panhandle county had to close one of its five early voting sites after the election supervisor and an employee tested positive for the coronavirus. Orange County had its elections website go offline briefly. Joe Biden's campaign says President Trump is using staunch opposition to science as his closing argument as Election Day looms. During a campaign conference call today, Trump called Dr. Anthony Fauci a disaster and other top infectious disease scientists idiots. The president blamed them for what he argued was the nation's mismanagement of the coronavirus pandemic. Biden's campaign noted that the pandemic has now killed nearly 220,000 Americans, seen more than 8 million confirmed coronavirus cases nationwide, and cost millions of jobs. The campaign says Trump's closing message in the final days of the 2020 race is to publicly mock Joe Biden for trusting science. Florida voters will decide the fate of Amendment 1, which on the surface seems fairly innocuous. Media outlets have reported the amendment is redundant and does nothing to change the state's constitution. However, Valerie Van de Penny reports the proposed change could lead to significant new barriers for eligible voters in future Florida elections.
Amendment 1 may seem like a trivial ballot question. It changes one word of the Florida Constitution from every citizen can vote to only citizens can vote. Micah Kubik, executive director of the ACLU of Florida, says that should ring some alarm bells.
I learned a long time ago from my grandmother that when something looks that innocent and innocuous, it usually isn't, and that is certainly the case here.
Kubik says it is already the case that citizens are the only people who can vote in Florida, but with that one little word change, a yes vote could open a Pandora's box of documentation requirements, red tape, extra steps, and big hurdles that will make it harder for people who have the right to vote to actually cast a ballot.
That it would lay the groundwork to make it even harder for folks to exercise their right to vote without actually stopping any non-citizen from voting.
Kubik says lots of people in Florida and throughout the United States don't have easy access to documentation of various kinds. In the other states that have passed what are called proof of citizenship requirements for voting, Kubik says things like birth certificates or passports are required.
The problem here is that folks don't have access to those more difficult documents that folks tend to lose track of, like birth certificates, passports, things like that.
Kubik says older voters and communities of color are the ones who are most likely to struggle with documentation, and that in other states that have adopted such proof of citizenship policies, the elderly have been disproportionately burdened. So have communities of color. Older voters might especially struggle if Amendment 1 passes.
Some of the documents that they might need to prove their citizenship may have been lost many decades before. Or in some cases, particularly for very older voters, they may have been born at home during times when birth certificates may have been issued in particular places only if you were born in a hospital.
Kubik says that makes it challenging for the elderly to provide those documents, and that these types of voter suppression tactics would be more likely to happen if Amendment 1 passes.
Then I think that's a really dangerous step that could really do enormous damage to voting rights in Florida. Folks should not treat this as a throwaway amendment.
Kubik says Amendment 1 is a threat to voters, the elderly, and communities of color.
Certainly no one should dismiss the threat or dress it up as innocuous when it is potentially deeply harmful to voting rights of Florida citizens.
If less than 60% of voters approve of Amendment 1, it will be rejected. I'm Valerie Vandepan.
A Florida Wildlife Protection Agency says it has broken up a trafficking ring that illegally trapped flying squirrels and shipped them to Asia. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission announced today that seven people are charged in the operation. The agency said once trapped, Florida's flying squirrels were driven to Chicago and then flown to South Korea. The agency said as many as 3,600 squirrels were poached, and the international retail value of the animals is more than $1 million. The agency said poachers also illegally shipped protected freshwater turtles and alligators to California. Tonight it'll be breezy and partly cloudy with overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow breezy with scattered thunderstorms later in the day, highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.